I'm Rona Tarrant. Democrats have taken control of the House of Representatives in the midterm elections, picking up seats across the map and dealing a blow to President Trump. However, Republicans are set to strengthen their grip on the Senate. Three Democratic incumbents, Joe Donnelly in Indiana, Claire McCaskill in Missouri and Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota, suffered defeat to Republican challengers. Meanwhile, President Trump called Nancy Pelosi to congratulate her on Democratic gains in the House. The National Review Board chairman has called for changes to the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People amid what he calls a failure of leadership in the church. Francesco Cesario made the comments as new questions have surfaced about how some bishops responded to clergy sex abuse, even after pledging openness and transparency after the 2002 crisis. He said the failures of leadership were frustrating. The National Review Board was established by the US Conference of Catholic Bishops to oversee compliance by dioceses with the Charter. Pope Francis has encouraged bishops in France to be determined in their fight against child abuse and implement zero tolerance against known abusers. In a message to the Bishops' Assembly in Lourdes, Cardinal Pietro Parolin said the Pope encouraged them to listen to and welcome victims. It follows a first meeting at the weekend between the country's bishops and eight victims of clergy sexual abuse. US Christian leaders have expressed grave concern about the Trump administration's decision to stop financial assistance to six East Jerusalem hospitals. President Trump said his administration would cut $200 million of aid to medical and humanitarian aid providers. A statement, which was co-signed by the US Conference of Catholic Bishops, among other groups, called for the restoration of the aid, saying it's an integral part of ministry in the Holy Land. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.